Yes, hello. Thank you very much for taking your time today to follow this conference call on the first half of 2020 financial results. Joining me today there are Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mrs. Alessandra Simonotto, Piaggio Group Chief Financial Officer, and myself. All relevant materials are available in the Investor Relations website, Piaggio Group website. And I remind you that at the end of the presentation, we will be available to answer the questions you may have. Before starting the call, as usual, I need to remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements that are based on Piaggio's current expectations and projections about future events. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to risk, uncertainties and other factors that could cause actual results to be materially different. Finally, I remind you that the press has been invited to participate in this conference call in a listen-only mode. And now I would like to hand over the conference call to Mr. Roberto Colaninno.
Good afternoon to everybody. I want to give you a general view of a global view of Piaggio Group today. As usual, our zone is number one is EMEA, number two is India, then we get the Southeast of Asia, and then America. Started from EMEA, the situation in EMEA is today surprise because the order that we receive from July and what the order that we is anticipated for August, and we believe something is a good information about September, is extraordinarily good. Just to make a gross comparison from the third quarter EMEA sales compared to the third quarter of last year, we see that based on July already order received and some that is, let's say, prenotation on August and then September, we can say that our sales growing up more than 20-25%. Related to the last year same quarter. Let's say Southeast Asia started from Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, and some other country that we have a good situation, not as so much big as EMEA, but let's say we find that the confirmation from Vietnam market and a big growing on Thailand and Indonesia and a good growing from the other country of ASEAN Federation. With big surprise is from China, where we sell today a big number of Vespa every month with a fantastic margin. I'm expected that naturally by percentual is an enormous growing up that is not related with the number. The number is some thousand every day.
Every month or every quarter?
Huh? The China is about the quantity of is over 1,000 Vespa every month that we import from Vietnam. Then we get United States that is a little bit higher than last year, that they confirm the big successful of Vespa and Aprilia motorcycle. The big problem is India, where we have a situation that is very confused. I want to confirm that primarily our plant is open and is not involved on the Lockheed strategy of the governments of New Delhi. But the New Delhi don't have the same take the same decision from the country. So we go that state by state, the situation lockdown is different and change in a short time. This means that our dealer in India today is open by 60%. And it's difficult to see what happens in the near future because number one depends from the virus perspective, and then what is the decision of New Delhi about the lockdown. The best information that we get from the moment is that the area of Baramati remain open, and probably the governments will be reduce the lockdown strategy, but frankly speaking, is nothing sure about that. So outside of India, that anyway, I confirm that the plant is open and we produce every day what is confirmed by the order that we receive from India market, but also from country where India make is export, and some is only is export is mainly to the Africa country and some country of Middle East. Even the supplier position of India market is not a problem for us because the area where the supplier is open is exactly is where they are our supplier. Outside this, I think that the reaction of Piaggio after the virus time is very remarkable, and on top of this is the cash flow that is going very well the second quarter, and even in the third quarter, we believe that we can go up from the cash position. From the supplier point of view, we don't have any problems. Even our stock is down, and is down because primarily we want to control the cash flow in order to allow us to be able to have a positive cash by the end of the year. By the end of the year, we can say that our forecast, our best forecast for the end of the year, is that naturally will not be as last year, but will be much, much better than the first and the second quarter. Naturally, all depends from the virus flow and what is the decision of the different governments regarding this question. But we see again very positive from EMEA that the quantity is coming from all the country in Europe, especially from Germany, France, Spain, Holland, Austria, and even Italy, going up and give us some surprise in the quantity of sales development. In terms of products, we are completely in line with the new products. We confirm the new Aprilia 650 that will be launched before the end of this year. We confirm the new scooters. We confirm the new other models that we are in the process to develop during this year. Even the new Porter is in line with our time, and we think that the sales beginning on early January and February next year. All the technical development is online with our plan. We don't see any problems on any particular problem in the quality side, and we receive a very good decision and very good position from the customer and the market. All this, I'm expected that by the end of the year, pending the virus situation, the market will be in line with the market of the end of last year. In some country better, especially in Germany, in France, in Holland, and Italy too. We hope that India take different decision and make a lockdown more easy to manage. I'm expected that Southeast Asia will confirm and sometime grow up the demands, especially from Indonesia and Thailand. And surprise to me, and this is confirmed for the rest of the year, the reaction of the Chinese market to the Vespa scooter.
Perfect, thank you very much. Now I would like to hand over the call to Mrs. Alessandra Simonotto that will comment on the slide that we have published on the website. Please, Alessandra.
Good afternoon to everybody. As usual, I start the call with page 3 of the presentation you have received on key financial metrics. To explain better what happens in this month, we have focused the analysis, giving you a view on first and second quarter highlights. As you can see, in terms of sales, our performance has been deeply hit in the second quarter by lockdown measures and production outages, partially mitigated by heightened cost containment action consistent with targets provided to all of you in Q1. About cash and net debts, in Q2 we were able to revert back to positive the cash dynamics, with working capital reaping the benefit of the strategic decision of increasing inventories of material and components in Q1. Last but not least, in the second quarter we have worked and secured additional undrawn committed credit lines of around €90 million, lifting gross cash close to €400 million. On the following page, page 4, we have summarized our industry's key demand trends. About EMEA and the Americas, overall two-wheeler demand will still down year-to-date, but encouraging signs clearly emerge with demand bouncing back strongly once lockdown had been lifted. European two-wheelers rebounding strongly after April bottom, posting strong sequential acceleration in most of the group core markets across product and displacement segments. Notably, Germany and the Netherlands ended the semester with demand already on the rise versus prior year. And in any case, during the month of June, we have seen a growth against June 2019, more or less of the 30%. About US, US posted a classical V-shaped trend with volumes soaring 30% in May-June, leading the overall demand above the prior year. About the Asia-Pacific posted diverging trends, just like Mr. Colanino said before. ASEAN 5 countries' negative demand trend accelerated across the semester, driven by the spread of lockdown measures. Vietnam kept being the most resilient, also reflecting the lower impact of COVID-19, whereas Indonesia and the Philippines have been hit the most, with demand plummeting about 30%. In stark contrast, the trend of the other key reference countries, with scooters in China ending up mid-single digit in the semester, and Taiwan confirming robust double-digit growth. About India, demand plunged across segments with it hard by persistent lockdown measures. Let's move to page 5 to have an in-depth analysis of trends by business. As said before, performance strongly hit by COVID-19 effects, but strong positive uptake in Western countries and APA at the end of the semester shed a positive light of the remaining part of the year. About two-wheelers, EMEA and Americas, volumes and revenues dragged down by lockdown. Also, the trend reversed strongly in mid-May, boding extremely well for the remaining part of the year. Germany was the outright best country, ending with volumes and revenues already above prior year. About wheelers in Asia-Pacific, we can see a resilient performance against widespread lockdown measures, mainly underpinned by surging and sequentially stronger results of China and South Korea. About two-wheelers India, volumes and revenues plagued as stringent lockdown measures persisted. About CV EMEA and Americas, seen a lockdown effect partially mitigated by positive product mix effect. About CV India, we can see volume and better volumes and revenues plummeted, dragged down by lingering lockdown measures exacerbated by dropping export markets. Let's move now to page 6 to look at the breakdown of the performance by product. As you can notice, COVID-19 has negatively affected all product segments. Prices held up well despite the adverse economic scenario. The scooters revenue declined, mitigated by positive price effect. In this scenario, the recovery trend in Western countries is quite important, confirming that demand for scooters was already underpinned by the need to shift from public transport to individual and affordable commuting solutions to keep social distancing. In this context, Medley have kept on posting double-digit revenue growth across the semester, testifying the success of the new version launched at the end of 2019. About Vespa, I should like to underline the result on the Chinese market, where Vespa accelerated across the semester, leading volumes and revenues of around 70% about prior year. Looking at motorbike, where all brands hit by market lockdown and production outages, I would like to highlight Moto Guzzi V85 TT that was able to limit the degrowth in the second quarter. Let's move now to page 7 to have a look at the EBITDA bridge. EBITDA has been dragged down by the sharp drop of volume and revenues due to the lockdown and outage measures. But strong containment action announced in Q4, starting yielding result, more than offsetting gross margin dilutive effect and partially mitigating top line decline. Tight grip on SG&A will continue in the remaining part of the year without affecting key projects. I will skip now page 8 that summarizes the figure just discussed to move directly to page 9 to have an in-depth analysis of cash flow, net debt, and liquidity. As we see in page 3, cash flow posted positive dynamic across the semester with 20 million euro uptick in Q2, mainly stemming from a strong improvement in working capital, with inventories trending down consistently with the effective strategy adopted in Q1 and receivable lowering, benefiting from the boost of two-wheeler sales in Western countries between end of May and June, laying the foundation for stronger positive generation in the next quarters. Capital expenditure remain broadly in line with last year as focus on new projects to nurture future growth remained immune from COVID-19 effect. As a result of the trend just described, net debt decrease of 20 million euro from Q1 to 528.5 million euro. Thank you.
Okay, now we are ready to answer the question you may have, so go ahead.
We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question comes from Emanuele Gallazzi with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on the Indian market. We just discussed a little bit about the trends in this market. We saw a drop in volumes due to the lockdown, and the recovery seems to be slow, even due to the very challenging environment. But can you give us an idea of the current situation and the trend in July? Because it seems that there is another slowdown in the market, both for commercial vehicles and two-wheelers. And on the price mix in India, in the first half, the price hikes were confirmed. I was wondering if, given the situation of the market, you expect some pressure on the second half, and still on the price mix, if you can give us your expectation about the price mix in Europe in the second part of the year. Thank you.
Emanuele, Raffaele speaking.
Ciao, Raffaele.
Can you hear me? Okay. So, as the CEO said before, in July in India the situation is difficult. So you can imagine to have still a decline in volumes, both for two-wheelers and like commercial vehicles. The month-on-month trend stabilized probably, so the decline should be in line with decline. You know that you have the data of June. Concerning the price gap that you have seen in the first part of the year, yes, from that the price will remain the same or even higher in the second part. You know that the price hike is linked in India just to the introduction of Bharat 6 engine. Going forward for Europe, the price, the average selling price in the second half, if I understood well your question, will be more or less or the price will remain more or less the same that we had in the first part of the year. So if you look well at the slide, you will see that there has been increase in prices in Europe in H1, and we will keep the absolute level also in H2. As the CEO said, we are expecting, on the contrary, a strong positive trend, above all in Q3 in EMEA. This is
okay, thank you. Just okay. A very quick follow-up on capitalized R&D, if you can quantify it in the second quarter.
In the second quarter, you mean?
Yeah, or
so,
first half.
Yeah. So yeah, you okay, give you the number now. Yes, capitalized R&D has been pretty much in line with last year in the second quarter, you mean? And yeah, so you have essentially 11 million euros of capitalized R&D in the second quarter.
Okay.
8 million euros of capitalized R&D. Yeah.
8 million.
Yeah. 8 million compared to 9 million the first quarter, so the difference is negligible.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
The next question comes from Monica Bosio with Intesa San Paolo. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. My first question is just a check to be sure that I have understood well. Did you say that in the third quarter of the year, European revenues or European orders of Piaggio are up by 20-25% versus the third quarter of 2019? And just in relation with this, can you give us any indication on the scooter and two-wheel market in Europe for July as a market, and what do you expect for the second half of the year? My second question is on China. I remember that during the last conference call, Mr. Colaninno has indicated, maybe I'm wrong, a target for China of Vespa of 10,000 units. Is it still valid? Did I understand well? Thank you. And the very last question is on the tax rate. In the first half of the year, the tax rate was 40%. I remembered that the previous guidance was 42.5%. Do you confirm this? Thank you very much.
Okay. I can confirm you about order and what we expected, order that we have already received for the month of July, and the order that partially received for the month of August, and what we predicted to receive on the month of September. And I confirmed to you that based on the order received on July and the predicted order for August, we expected then July, August, and September for the European EMEA market will be up by 20-25% on the number of last year.
Okay.
Now, on sales, all depends for the mix of products, and then I cannot confirm that even the sales will be go up by 20-25%, because this not depend primarily for the mix of products that we receive.
Yes.
But anyway, until now, the mix is in line with the mix that usually we have for this period of the year.
Okay.
Number two, in China, I confirm that the sales in China from Vespa is more than what we give you, what I anticipate you in February or March, on the last March, I believe. And then we expected that the sales in China will be on the this year, on 2020, much higher than the sales of 19. Number two, you asked something about India. No?
It was tax rate, if I remember well.
Okay, about
thank
the tax
you very
rate.
Much.
Okay, Mrs. Bozio. About the tax rate, I can confirm to all of you that the tax rate for 2020 will be 40 as of now, and we don't see any change in the third or fourth quarter. I can't, and this is what we apply in the third quarter and also at the end of the year, unless something will change from a law point of view.
Okay, so it's 40%. Thank you, all of you. Thank
yes.
you.
And Monica, if I remember well, you asked also something concerning the market trend in Europe.
Yeah, the market, market, yes.
Yeah, so these are market data, not our data. First of all, keep in mind that last year, the market in July in Europe grew around 16%. And you know that July is the most important month of the year with an average weight of 13-14% on total demand. So this is the background, a very tough comparison base. Notwithstanding that, according to our first data, the market in the first 3 weeks of July is going up in the main countries in Europe around 30%, between 25-30%.
Wow.
So this is the trend. You have some countries around 15%, other countries are close to 50%. The icing on the cake is the fact that we are gaining market share across the board. In some cases, such as Italy, significantly. Okay. So in this way, I think I gave you a 360 degrees picture of what's happening in Europe.
Thank you very much. Very clear. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. I have three questions. The first one on your gross profit, if you can elaborate on the 200 basis point year-on-year drop in the half. Which are the drivers behind that. Second one on cost between gross profit and EBITDA. I see that basically in the second quarter, you managed to reduce this cost by around 20 million, 21 million to be precise. And so I was wondering where these savings are coming from and which portion of that could be, in a way, repeatable in the third or in the fourth quarter. Very last question, a clarification on India. Did I understand well, Raffaele, you said that July is down in line with June? Is it right? Thank you.
Yes, for India, yes. More or less, the decline will be in line with June, more or less, yes. I can confirm that. So in the region of 45% maybe. But we are just waiting for CM figures at the beginning of August. Then, hold on one second.
Okay, Mr. Storer, about the difference in the gross margin. As you can understand, the lockdown costs are matching for the most part on the standard and gross margin costs. So the gross margin slowed down for more or less what you can see in the slide for this. It's only a COVID-19 effect, not completely covered by saving also on that kind of our P&L.
Is that clear?
And about OpEx and the cost reduction we were able to put in place in the second quarter, I can say to all of you that we are working to maintain a consistent saving on cash OpEx, but we can't assure that we will be able to do the same effort also in the third and the fourth quarter as a part of these expenses are related on sales. So if some sales growth, also some part of this cost growth. In any case, we are working, all the company, all the group is working to maintain as low as possible all the cash OpEx for all the year.
Can you disclose how much savings were related to Cassa Integrazione?
A good part, but we can't give you the right number now, okay? So it was.
Okay.
The next question comes from Renato Gargiulo with Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, my first question is on commercial vehicles in Europe. As COVID-19 caused some delays in your agreement with Foton, or is everything proceeding as originally expected? So can you give us an update on that? Second question on CapEx, if you have any guidance for the full year, if we can assume a similar trend in the second part. Then my third question, still on China, mostly a qualitative question, what are, in your view, the factors behind the strong acceleration for Vespa sales locally, and what is the potential of the market, in your view, going forward? Very last question on, if I remember, you were talking about a new electric model to be launched next year. If you can give us any update on that too. Thank you.
I started with China because it's very interesting, very important results. Well, we have developed just started from 2 years ago. The big strategy are to reinforce the name of Vespa as a very top product. And naturally, that's our strategy beginning to give the results of this goal to get the value of the Vespa name higher than the competitor. Based on this strategy, we are primarily surprised about the positive results on China market. Number one, because as you know, China is a huge market naturally, but very open to the low price products. Instead, for Vespa, we find that it is a big market that look very much at the products, top level products. And we see that our sales organization look the Vespa as a product that can meet the expectation of young people that want to have a better position in the road using the Vespa name. And this gives us a fantastic result in terms of margin that is unpredictable and is very high. And even in the number that we have related to the number of last year, just increased by duplicate the sales of the China Vespa. Now, it's difficult to say how big the market of Vespa in China. I don't able to respond on that, because also this depends from the sales organization, the sales point of sales, and generally speaking, how much Vespa will be know about that. But just to give you something that is very, very interesting, we have participated in a film that will be presented to the public, I believe, by the end of the early next year, that reproduces exactly the famous film of Vespa, Vacanze Romane, and I believe that this will improve very big the name of Vespa around all the China market. And this depends on all this strategy, advertising, and promotion. I'm sure that the results from China will be extremely good and will be surprise everybody to us. Now, in terms of Photon, in terms of new Porter, okay, I confirm you that we expected to have the first sales of the new Porter on beginning next year, 21, let's say about February and March. The product is in the project is in line with our timetable. We don't have a quality problem. We don't have a supplier problem. We are working to change the line to introduce the new production line in Pontedera, just to assemble the products. And we expected that even this product will be a big surprise for the light commercial vehicle in Europe. Okay. Even for the electrical 50cc products, even that project is online. We expect it to be able to have the presentation to the market and beginning the out of next year.
About the CAPEX, I can confirm, just like we have written in our slides, that we are in line with prior, more or less with prior year at the end of June, and the guidelines would be the same also for the end of the year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
The next question comes from François Robillard with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. Most of my questions have been answered already. If you can just give us some more granularity on the SG&A cost reduction, where it came from, that'd be nice. And as well on your view on commercial vehicle demand in Europe prior to the Photon. So looking at H2, what kind of trends do you see in the European EMEA light commercial vehicle market? Is there some recovery going on here given the stronger exposure to the economics? And then looking at the dividend, you postponed your decision in late September. Basically, what should happen in your view for you not to deliver this interim dividend given the strong trends in the European market? Thank you.
Okay, about the cash OPEX saving, more or less, there is no specific area in which we have saved more money than in the other. We have put in place a lot of effort to reduce cash OPEX, and there is no specific area. So all the OPEX has been lower than the first quarter and what we are working on is to maintain it for the rest of the year. So I can give you a specific area in which we have lowered the cash OPEX, okay?
About the commercial vehicle, as you know that we have to manage the phase-out of the Porter that is actually produced and the launch of the new Porter on next year. Our goal is not to arrive to the end of the year with the actual Porter in the stock because we are not allowed to sell next year what is produced now. And the second is to be in time exactly with this type of bridge for the new Porter. So we will manage the production order and the forecast of sales and the new Porter production, new production Porter in line with this goal. About the dividends, you know, based on the trend of the quarter, the second quarter, we prefer to await the third quarter to confirm, number one, the availability of the dividends and to take in consideration our positive view of the third quarter.
Thank you. Just a quick follow-up. Do you have a number target for the commercial vehicle in the second half in Europe? For the market, I mean.
The second quarter, we expected that for the second quarter, the sales of the Porter will be in line with our budget.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Ashik with Segnam Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Most of my questions have actually been answered, so I just have one follow-up, really. You mentioned the demand for volumes for the month of July, in particular for the European scooter market. Could you just provide some commentary as to what's driving this demand growth? Is this more so a normalization of inventories at a dealer level, or is there actual real right end market demand for scooters in the European market? I was just surprised to see that you've seen such positive developments in the month of July.
Yes, hello, Raffaele speaking. No, this is real demand. So we were commenting on the strong market demand. So this is the demand of clients. On the contrary, I'm glad to say that the inventories at our dealer, so what we call dealer stock, is at the lowest level ever, probably. Check the number, so it's probably we have the lowest stock, deer stock of the last 6-7 years. So essentially, this is a strong demand coming from two different trends. One trend is the long-lasting trend, is what we call replacement cycle. That's the reason why the market grew last year, grew this year before lockdown, and start growing again. So we have the demand of two-wheeler that didn't change in Europe during the last few years, but the stock of two-wheeler is extremely old, so people start replacing old two-wheeler. Additionally, we have another trend now that is coming from COVID-19, if you want, because safety became the paramount for all commuters. And so probably a lot of people are searching for an individual minimum transportation and to commute in a safe way. So this is an additional trend. This second trend can drive another trend because we are seeing some new clients going to our dealer or to our point of sales. So maybe we will enlarge even the number of people using two-wheeler. So these are the trends behind this strong demand that we have seen in May, June, and we are seeing also in July.
That's very helpful, particularly the need for customer mobility, just given the result of COVID-19. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The next question comes from Gabriele Gabarova with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Just one question again on the month of July. Do you have an idea of how registration sales behaved in the Asia Pacific region? Because we covered Europe, we covered India, so I was guessing how things are doing in Asia Pac how they did in July, if you have any idea.
We, in terms of demand, we know that there are some improving trends, also because some lockdown measures have been lifted. Just to give an example, in Indonesia, there has been a complete lockdown till, I will say, the beginning of June, and now the trend is improving. We saw a strong improvement in Taiwan, also
Thailand.
Malaysia,
Thailand.
In Thailand. So the trend is improving also there in terms of market demand. All depends on lockdowns. There are lockdowns, yes or no, that's it. Then as soon as lockdown measures have been lifted, we see that demand is going up. Okay?
Okay.
It was a question?
Yes. And just a follow-up. But do you think, do you see in terms of growth something similar to what you see, what you're seeing in Europe, double-digit growth, where in the countries where the lockdown was lifted, do you see a similar path, very strong recovery, or just a normal, let's say, recovery?
It's very easy. It's more difficult to collect data there, so we don't have these data so updated, up-to-date as in Europe. No, we have to wait a little bit, and then you have different countries with different behaviors, different characteristics, so the situation is more patchy, if you want. In this case, our market position, in some cases we have, 1% of market share, so the trend is different for us compared to Europe, where we are market leader. Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Next question comes from Sal Rubin with Wellington Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Can I ask about electric scooters, especially in Europe and potentially in Southeast Asia? There's a very low level of sales today, but it seems that the demand is growing quite quickly. I know you have an electric Vespa coming out or out already. But do you feel that the circumstances have changed and that you need to speed up development of your electric range? And do you think that you're moving fast enough in that area? Thank you.
Okay, the question on the electric market, generally speaking, is difficult. For what concern the electrical scooter in Europe, our experience is that the price is the drive of the decision to buy an electric scooter or not. For what our experience is that quality of the electrical products depends from how long the battery can work and how long is the time to recharge the battery. And the second is that how is the diffusion of the famous infrastructure to charge the scooter. For what we have decided to do is for a scooter of 50 cc and very practical at a good price, very competitive price to the actual electrical scooter in go around Europe, and pending the decision of that for the law, the 50 scooters on the thermic engine will be phased out on this year, and we expected that electrical scooter 50 cc at competitive price with a good performance on engine could be a very successful product for Europe. And for this, we believe that our products that we expected, as I said before, to launch in the market in the middle of next year, will be reinforced. This our thinking about the how the market will receive these products. If you look at the design of the products, if you look at the capacity of the power of the engine in terms of power, I believe that this can replace easily the actual 50 cc thermic motor. And for this condition, to have the same one and to have a good performance, as I say, on the battery condition, the battery timing, I strongly believe that will be successful products.
Okay, so I don't see other questions. The operator can confirm that there are no more questions.
Yes, there are no more questions at the moment.
So I think that we can conclude now the conference call. Thank you everybody for attending this conference call. As usual, if you need further information, you can call me today and also tomorrow. Okay, bye.